Welcome to Can You Say Mama, a podcast by two first-time mamas offering unfiltered opinions on motherhood, relationships, lifestyle, and all the things in between.
Hello.
Hello.
It's been 400 years.
It feels like it. I mean, we've seen each other a lot, but it feels like it's been forever since we sat in these chairs.
Yeah.
It feels good to be back. How do we do this again? I know. We're like, okay, we ready? Let's just go for it.
Yeah.
So we obviously didn't break up.
No. We made it, guys.
We made it. Either we spent a week in a house together with our husbands and our toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it went well overall.
It did.
Yeah. I had a great time.
No complaints.
No, I had a great time.
Yeah.
So we went to Palm Springs or Palm Desert, I guess.
Yeah.
Indio.
Got in and out right before Coachella.
Yes. Yeah. Thank God. Coachella, not my jam. Like nothing about music festivals appeals to me.
Especially seeing where it is.
Yeah.
Like I've seen the photos and things like that and like it's very close up to people and you don't really see like the background or anything. But this is literally like a giant flat field.
Yeah. In the desert.
In the middle of the desert.
And it is hot there right now. It was hot when we were there.
Yeah.
It's even hotter now.
Like high 30s. Yeah. Or not high, I guess like mid 30s. But
yeah.
It feels like the surface of the sun.
Yeah. In the right spot for sure.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but like something about, I like music, but not, I don't like the environment, like the drunk, you know, drugs, like all these people, the crowds, and it just like, it doesn't do, nothing about it does it for me. Like waiting in line for 2 hours to use a porta potty. No, thanks.
No,
you know what? I'll put my headphones in and listen to Spotify. Thank you.
Yeah. You could not pay me enough to
go
there.
No, it's never been my kind of thing. Like not because I'm older now, but just like in general. Music festivals, never been my thing.
I've been to one. I went to the country one at the Gorge down in Washington. And, like, it was fun. And this was probably 10 years ago. Maybe a little bit. No. Couldn't have been 10 years ago. Anyway, whenever it was, like, a three-day festival. My friend and I went down and met another group of friends. And it was camping, which also, no, I hate.
Yeah, so I'm surprised you did that.
But it was like, it was the only option. It's like, it's not like we had a trailer. They didn't have like, I think you could stay in a hotel and then just drive in every day. But like our friends that were there were camping as well. And it, so it was this whole experience. And we got, it was a VIP section so that we had our own set of bathrooms and showers.
Oh, okay. Well, at least they had showers.
That's nice. But it was so, it was very hot.
Yeah.
Like, just sweaty, and probably just disgusting. Everywhere, just drunk everywhere.
Yeah,
people were up all night partying.
Yeah, just like it was not. It's not
decent
for me.
Time, but I don't need to ever do it again.
Yeah,
in my whole life.
Yeah.
So, that's your thing, great. But
yeah, so not my thing for sure.
No.
And yeah, we got in and out right before that happened, which was great. We had a awesome house with its own pool, which is perfect for the girls because it also had a really shallow end where the girls could just sit and play.
Yeah.
And obviously we were there in the pool and with beside them, but they could kind of do their own thing. They loved it, like every day getting in that pool. And the house was great. And yeah, we just had a good time.
Yeah, it was super fun and very low key. Like, it's not like we were super planned out the whole week doing a whole bunch of activities.
No.
Like, we went into Palm Springs one day, walked around, had lunch.
Yeah. We went to Joshua Tree National Park.
Yeah.
That was about it. Otherwise, we just kind of bummed around.
Totally.
Yeah, it was still exhausting.
It was. Because it is just like you're parenting somewhere else. Like, it's not like you're getting a break at all.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just like you're parenting the one kid. You're parenting both of them because then they're interacting with each other.
Exactly.
And it's like Brooklyn would go steal something from Gray and then there's an upset. And then Gray would go steal something from Brooklyn and there's an upset.
Yeah.
And it's just like the two of them, they were just going back and forth of who was being the one that, like, you know, and we're just like, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Please give it back to her. Please. Like on and on and on and on and on.
It was just preparing you.
Yeah, for sure. It was preparing me. But then they also, you know, anywhere we walked, they would hold hands.
It was so cute.
Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, so it was so sweet to see the two besties together. They have such a love-hate relationship.
They do.
It's so cute, it's really, actually.
It truly is just like a little sisterly, like...
Oh, yeah. They're 100% like sisters.
Yeah. Every day, Gray would wake up from her nap and immediately, or even in the morning, immediately, Brooklyn, auntie, uncle.
And Brooklyn would wake up and say, auntie,
yeah,
auntie. And I would say, auntie's sleeping. And she'd go, auntie, sleep. And then she'd like put her hands like she was sleeping. It was very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the whole travel experience with Gray being older now, I thought it was not as bad as I pictured it could be.
Yeah.
Because I was worried because she's so much more mobile. I haven't taken a flight with her since she can walk.
Yeah.
Our last one was England, I think, and she couldn't quite walk yet. So she still could just sit on my lap or sit on the floor or whatever and play.
But... And the thing about Gray, which is so handy when you're traveling, mm-hmm. is that that kid can sit there and watch a whole movie.
Yes.
Like she'll... Like, she's totally content doing that.
Yeah, give that girl some snacks and a movie.
Yeah.
She will not move.
Which, when you're traveling, ideal.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, on the other hand, you got 10 minutes with that movie if you're lucky. And then it's, you know, onto something else. You need something, other kind of stimulation, sorry. So let's kind of break it down, I guess. So when we were on our way down, you guys got on the plane, like, literally just right in front of us. And Tyler was holding Brooklyn. And as soon as she was happy, happy, happy. The second we set foot on the plane, she was, like, full on tears and just, like, crying and saying, mm-hmm. all done, all done, all done. It broke.
It was the saddest thing.
My heart. Because she was like, all done. Like, I want to get off this plane. All done, all done. Because it was an unfamiliar environment. And mm-hmm. there were all these people sitting there already in like first class or whatever.
Yeah.
And one lady said, I feel the same way, girl. And I was like, yeah, I honestly don't want to be on this plane either. Because who wants to sit on a plane? But the second we got her seated and then I like put her to the window and she was looking out, she was totally fine. But it was so sad.
Yeah.
To see her just be like, no, no, this is not for me. I don't want to do this.
It's not like you could take her out of that
environment
either, right? Like, it's like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. Like, okay, we won't go, you know? So, as soon as we got to our seats, which we were at the very back of the plane, you guys were at the front, not first class front, but the front, the bulkheads. And then we were at the back, but, luckily we had the seat, like I booked the window and the aisle mm-hmm. when we were checking in. So hoping nobody took the middle seat and they didn't. So she had her own seat, which was nice. But as soon as I got her looking out the window and playing with things and she was great. And Sasha saved the day by making the girls snackle boxes.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to post a photo because those were so fun. I just got little, like, I think they were like craft boxes
with
12 or 16 little sections in them. And I just filled them all with different foods. And it was great.
Yeah.
They just could pick away at whatever.
Oh, it probably like gave us 45 minutes of entertainment on the way down for Brooklyn.
Yeah.
For sure. She was loving it. And so was Tyler. He was like picking her little snacks as well.
Yeah.
So that was great. And just pulled out some new toys and things mm-hmm. like that. And we made it through.
Yeah. The headphones came in handy for sure that I got Gray for the iPad. And then we didn't have quite as much room on the flight down in front of us as I thought we would. I think the plane was a bit smaller. Yeah.
It was a smaller plane.
Yeah. Like, we had more room than we would have had we not had a bulkhead, but there wasn't enough room for Gray to sit on the ground
and
play around that time. So she was kind of, like, flip-flopping between Sheldon and I. And the guy that was sitting in the aisle seat, of course, would just, like, fall asleep, and then we were trapped in there with her.
Oh, no.
But it was fine. She watched movies, and we played games and all of that stuff, but... And I thought, too, she would be worse at the airport, but there was, like, a little maze play area that she was playing in before, and it's all, like, we weren't there, like, 4 hours early, but there was enough time for us to get settled and snacks and
bed
and changed and stuff before we got on the plane, so, but they both did really well.
They did really well. Yeah, once Brooklyn wasn't upset, like, the rest of the flight was great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we got to the airport, and I had organized our car rental, which I knew was just, like, a little bit outside of the airport, but when I was reading, and it gave you instructions, like, you go here and you go here, but when I was reading it, I thought, like, it didn't say shuttle, it said something else, and I thought it was, like, a tram kind of situation, or, like, SkyTrain, mm-hmm. like, that kind of thing, to the shuttle, and then the shuttle takes you to the thing, but in reality, it's, like, a six-minute drive, like, it's not far at yeah. all, it's just... But turns out that it was a bus.
Like a city bus.
Like a city bus, but a free bus that, like, yeah. does take you, to, like, that's the first stop.
It's
but,
like the rental depot
yeah.
place.
And
yeah.
And then luckily the van, when we got there, was waiting, and it was, like, a two-minute drive to, yeah. like, the car. And the car rental place was great, nice yeah. and all that. But I'm, like, this, waiting for this bus and then getting on this bus. My gosh, this, like, the bus driver is trying to put the thing down so we could put the strollers on the bus and it wouldn't go down. And then so the guys lifted the stroller on the bus. And then once we got on the bus, we were, like, packed in there. It was a full bus.
Yeah.
With all our, like, Sheldon and I were near the front with all of our stuff. And then Tyler had the stroller with both the girls in it. We had, like, it was our double stroller. And Sasha was near them too. Poor Brooklyn had lost her pickle.
Her emotional support pickle,
which she had been holding on to, like, since the flight. It was her favorite. This is a random toy I bought just for the flight.
Yeah.
She loved it. And she was holding on to it. And then I guess somewhere in between us getting our bags and us getting on there, she was upset. And then again, she was in this, like, new environment.
Yeah.
Although this kid is obsessed with buses, which is the funniest thing. Every day, bus, bus. She looks out of her window. Bus, bus.
Yeah, anyway. Well, the whole drive.
Yeah, bus. Yeah, exactly. She's, like, obsessed with automobiles. Be interesting to see what she does with her life. Anyway, so she was freaking out again, like, all done, and so upset on this bus. So and I felt so bad, and, like, I wasn't really near her. Like, you were trying to calm her down. Tyler eventually took her out of the stroller, and she mm-hmm. was fine. Again, this was only supposed to be, like, it was, like, a three-minute drive. Like, yeah. it was not far at all. But then the lady couldn't get the bus because she dropped the bus a little bit to try and get the...
Yeah.
thing down. She couldn't get it back up, so we're like, sit on this bus, and Brooklyn's just crying.
There were so many people
and it was hot too. And we're all tired, like, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, so, like, if I had known that it was a freaking city bus. And the thing is, we couldn't wait at the airport because we wanted to put it, like, us all on as additional drivers.
Yeah.
So we had to be there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been like, Tyler go or Sheldon go, yeah. and then come grab us
totally
afterwards.
Yeah.
Which we did on the way back because just one person needed to drop off the car.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, that was this here. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, a city bus? Like, could they not have said that it was a city bus?
Honestly.
Or did I, like, just really read it that wrong?
Well, because it's so busy and we were one of the last terminals.
Yeah.
It had already passed through, like, all of these other things. And you could tell the people on the bus were getting frustrated because, like, Brooklyn is crying. We just got on the bus. She can't raise it back up. Like, there's strollers and bags and car seats.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, our fault why it was, like, so, well, it's not our fault that the bus didn't work. But,
no,
you know, it's, like, because of us. Turn the
bus off.
Yeah.
And then restart it. You could tell she was, like, panicking but trying not to panic.
And she, like, was on the phone with somebody trying. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, like... Just because, like,
are we gonna get stuck here?
I'm like, should we really have saved a couple $100 and, like, is it worth it? But then I was like, oh my gosh, what's the bus depot gonna, or, like, the actual, like, car rental place gonna be like? But it was nice, and the yeah, people were fun. Great.
Yeah.
It was quick. We had a little bit of a hiccup.
Is it too soon to talk about this? Does Tyler listen to the podcast?
He knows that I'm gonna talk about it. But I do have to give Tyler props that Tyler, every time we go anywhere, drives.
Yeah.
He in Europe, he drives, like, everywhere. He's he's always the driver. And so, like, he deserved a little bit of a break. So does Sheldon. But so it's fine. But we're going to check in the car. I booked the car, so I was automatically on the car. Then we could have a couple additional drivers. So Tyler and Sheldon, they were going to do the majority of the driving. Mm-hmm. So I give the lady our licenses, and she does Sheldon and I, and then she's like, I'm sorry, I can't do this one. It's expired. So Tyler's birthday was only a few days before we went, and he didn't realize that his license is expired.
Yeah.
So we weren't able to put him on as a driver, which he feels so terrible about. He still feels really bad about it. Yeah, because he feels so bad that Sheldon did the majority of the driving.
I mean, you know what, though? Sheldon probably would have rathered that anyway. Like, not that Tyler is a bad driver or anything, but then it guarantees Sheldon the front of the car because he gets so motion sick.
Yeah, well, we would have let him sit in the front seat anyway, but he kept saying, like, oh, Cass, I'll sit in the back. And I'm like, no.
Like, you will.
Like, I'm fine. I'm not sick. Like, I there was plenty of room. It was fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. So I did feel, we all felt bad for Sheldon. So yeah, Tyler feels really bad, and he's like, his honest mistake. He missed the piece of mail. I got home.
Did you find it?
I found it. Sure. Yeah. But you know what? Like, that's one of those things that is, I feel like it's so easy to just like look past your driver's license. The only reason I know that mine expires this year is because some lady, I don't even remember what it was for, was looking at my, I was having to do something, and she looked at my driver's license because she needed ID, and she went, oh, your driver's license expires this year. And I was like, cool. Thanks for letting me know.
Mental note.
Yeah. And I've had it in my head.
Yeah.
I never even thought when it was Tyler's birthday. It didn't even cross my mind to be like, oh, let's just make sure, you know, your license isn't expired.
So for sure, pro tip, check your license before you travel also.
Yes.
Or just around your birthday.
Yeah.
Because who knows with like Canada Post.
Yeah, you never know. But the nice thing is now you can do it online. So he, when we were there, he was able to renew it. However, he couldn't still be on the car because it had to be
physical.
Yeah, they needed something physical. So it was fine. Honestly, it didn't really matter in the end. But he did feel bad about that for sure.
That's okay. But he doesn't have to feel bad.
It's an adventure. Totally. And you know what? It's like the first trip he's ever been on where he didn't drive. So
he could have all the drinks he wanted to.
It's true.
It probably worked out in his favor.
Absolutely did. Absolutely did. But he's like, oh, Sheldon has like a bad shoulder and all this stuff. He just felt bad. And yeah, Sheldon did most of the driving. I only drove a couple times.
Yeah.
Once it was just you and I. And then once I drove us all to dinner because the guys had some drinks. But yeah.
Yeah. And then it was, 4 hours, I think, from LAX to the house. So not terrible.
No, with like we made some stops and all that. So yeah.
No, yeah, it was a nice drive in too. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And the girls were great too. So
overall, yeah.
Yeah, no complaints.
I mean, Brooklyn's a little bit harder to entertain in the car because she doesn't have the attention span to watch something for long. So there were a lot of snacks being doled out, and
we brought our we have a mount that goes in the car in between the headrest for Gray's iPad. So it's not her iPad. Like we have not bought her own iPad. It's ours. But it can like hold your phone. It can hold an iPad, whatever. So we brought it and that was also great. So if you're renting a car and your kid wants to watch movies, get one. It's on Amazon. They're super cheap. So.
Yeah. No, it's a handy little thing.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, they both napped and we made it to the house, made sure to not show them the pool so they'd go to bed. And yeah, it just kind of our holiday started.
Yeah. And then lots of time in the pool, which was nice. Lots of trips to Target.
Yeah. Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Loaded up on all the freeze-dried fruit.
Like, I've never seen anything like it with these two kids and freeze-dried fruit.
My God.
Like every meal.
Going to go broke.
Strawberries, blueberry. Now Brooklyn's into the bananas every day. It's like banana, because I filled our suitcase with like, it's so light and it's so much cheaper there. So like filled the suitcase. Yeah, she's obsessed with the bananas, which is funny because she likes the flavor of bananas. So I'm not surprised, but she hates the texture because she won't eat a banana, a fresh banana.
Yeah.
But these she loves. So
she's worked with avocado.
It's obviously
too, right?
A texture thing. Yeah. Avocado.
Does she like mashed potatoes? Banana.
She does like mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And she doesn't like egg. If you like scramble it or anything like that, she won't eat it. But Tyler cooks it like kind of dry and flat and then cuts it into strips. So she thinks they're noodles and we call them noodles.
That's funny.
Well, we call them nanny because that's what she calls noodles.
Yeah.
And she eats it just like pasta.
Hmm.
So that's how we get her to eat eggs.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So it's a textural thing for her.
Yeah, I wonder if Gray would like them like that because she is weird with scrambled eggs too. Sometimes she'll eat them. Sometimes she won't.
Yeah. But Yeah.
I made them the other day and she did not eat them. So. No. But our food also was delightful. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend traveling with Tyler.
Yeah. It's a perk for sure.
It is.
Yeah. Well, nice for you too, because you got a little bit of a cooking break. Like yeah. You cooked a little bit, but mostly Tyler did the majority of it.
Yeah.
For when we ate at home, right?
I think so.
Other than us like getting the girls breakfast or whatever. Yeah. That's not really cooking. Like just mixing yogurt or waffles. Putting waffles in whatever. But for dinner, yeah, Tyler, he made Caribbean ribs.
They were so good.
So good. That's my favorite way to have ribs.
I need to have them again
soon. Yeah. And Gray loved them. She did. Well, the both girls did, but yeah. I knew Brooklyn liked them. But
yeah.
Yeah. Even Gray was.
Yeah, because we don't really have, like, we don't have ribs or pork often.
Yeah.
But yeah, she loved them. Yeah. So I wonder if we could do something like that on the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be delicious.
Yeah.
We should get Tyler to give us a recipe and then he can.
Honestly, I think it's not much. I think it's just like you marinate or you just brush them with some mustard, salt, and pepper. Mm-hmm. And then it's just thyme on the grill and they get nice and charred and like they're so good. Yeah. If anybody is wondering what style I'm talking about, if you go somewhere like where I had them was, wow, where did I go?
The baby just got smarter.
Seriously. Yeah, I have pregnancy brain for sure. what was, wow. St. Martin. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I needed a second. I kept thinking like St. Bart's because I know somebody was on vacation there. And then I was like Turks and Caicos. I'm like, no, I've never even been there. Okay. I would love to go there, but never been there. St. Martin, that's how they do their ribs. And that's the first time I had them like that. And oh my gosh. And I was like, Tyler, when we get home, this was like, I don't know, say eight years ago now or something like that. But I was like, you need to learn how to make these ribs. Like, they're so good. So he did. And that's my favorite way. I'm not like a huge saucy rib kind of person.
Yeah, neither am I.
These are just, they're so good.
I'm the same with my wings. I don't like a saucy wing.
Yeah.
I like a dry rub.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just like a little bit of butter with like spices in them. Like I'll do a Greek wing. So just like melted butter and some Greek spices. And
yeah.
Like garlic.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Do you do that often with Tyler, or like do you find you go places and you're like, this is delicious food, make this for me?
Not really.
No,
not really. Like a lot of times Tyler will have something and then it sparks something in his brain of being like, oh, I want to try making this but like this or whatnot. To be honest, mostly when we eat out, it's ethnic food,
right?
Ethnic to us. Yeah. Because Tyler, like, well, he can cook everything else. Like, we won't go to, like, just a American, Canadian, whatever restaurant. Right. Because Tyler will make it better at home. Like, he's very talented.
Yeah.
So, if we do, we'll go have cuisines that, like, we won't really cook mm-hmm. at home. Like, Indian food or Vietnamese or Japanese. Not that we won't cook those things like here and there at home, but obviously we don't do them authentically.
Yeah,
and
it's
we
love the same.
Yeah, we love them. So, yeah. And luckily we have a lot of ethnic influence here where mm-hmm. we live. So there are some good restaurants and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's generally what we do. But he'll see something on social media or whatever and he'll be like, oh, this is so cool. I want to try that. And then he'll do his own little spin on it. Hmm. But yeah. It's very handy having a good cook at home.
Yeah. I feel like I would see things. And I have seen things and have said to him, like, I need you to make this or, like, learn how to make it. I think I was at Cactus Club a couple months ago and they have this new, I think they call it, like, an avocado dip. It's guacamole. But, like, it's, like, blended super smooth.
Oh, okay.
And it has, like, has cilantro and tomatoes and I think like cumin and then lime with I think that like tajine
yeah
seasoning whatever
I think it's tajine but
so good and like I think a cotija cheese on it mm-hmm. too unbelievable I'm like here's a photo here's the menu description
yeah
please learn how to make that
smart and you know why I bet they do that. Like why it's so smooth and whatnot. they probably cut it with something else because avocados are expensive.
Mm, yeah.
So they cut it with, I don't know, sour cream or whatever it is, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart, though, if it's good.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Nice. So, and they had, they have a couple new menu items there that are pretty good. Like, if I go out with friends, we'll usually do cactus because it's close.
Yeah.
But it's not my go-to ever.
Right.
It's really only if we're like meeting people there, but
yeah,
they have a couple of new menu items that aren't bad.
Yeah, no, their food's decent. Like it's not, yeah, if my dad's coming out this way for lunch or something, it's just easy. Yeah, like we'll meet them there. Yeah.
I feel like we didn't go to a ton of like restaurants while we were there, which was good. Like we went to the one Mexican place.
Yeah. And we went and we had pizza when we were in Palm Springs, like downtown Palm Springs.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I think so.
We got lots of donuts. We tried crumble cookies.
Yeah.
Which we wanted to try. What's your crumble cookie review overall?
You know what? I really liked them.
Me too. I was surprised how much I liked it.
Yeah. I was hesitant because I was like, I don't know a ton about crumble, but I know that they are a bigger franchise.
Yeah. So I'm like, they're quite big.
This stuff is going to be like pre-made, pre-packaged, kind of just like what, not to compare them to Tim Hortons because I know it's not, but like a clearly they don't make everything in-house situation, which was not the case at all. Like they were making everything when we were there and like baking everything there. And the cookies were like slightly underbaked.
Yeah.
Which was delightful.
Yeah. No, I have to say it exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
I don't know where my expectations were set. I think they were set like that they'd be decent, but not great.
Right.
I'd say they were good.
Yeah.
The flavors we had, they changed them every week. So sure, maybe one week you could have a bad experience and then but we hit pretty good flavors. I didn't love all of them.
Yeah.
But overall,
I feel like I would give it like a solid 7.5 to maybe 8.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd agree with that for the cookies that we tried.
Yeah.
Overall, for sure. They're actually opening one here.
Oh.
Not in Abbotsford, sorry. In
it's like Maple Ridge or something.
Poco
isn't it?
Or Port Moody. Somewhere over there. Poco or Port Moody.
I am so bad. I was saying this to somebody today. I'm like, I am so bad with geography here. Especially anything Okanagan, anything island, or anything like over the bridge over there.
Yeah.
No idea where
you also didn't grow up here.
I didn't, but I've been here long enough that I shouldn't be able to use that as an excuse.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah.
And like the industry I feel like I know I work it pretty well, but too, it's like, I'll give you a mortgage in these places, but I have no idea where
they are. Yeah. As long as they fall within your scope. Yeah.
I'm excited to try that because I feel like the flavors that we had were good, but I feel like I want them to be better, you know?
Yeah.
Like the one was that like, was it strawberry or something?
Or raspberry? It had jam on it.
Raspberry jam.
That was a good one. That was my favorite.
Surprisingly, that was also my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We forgot an integral part of the trip.
Holy, Sasha surprises me every time I see her with like something. And I know that she's weird about some food things.
Yeah.
Like, we all are. But, like, her and I just have, like, different, like, we seem to be opposite, as you know if you've listened to our episodes, about certain things. Like, simple things. I think that, like, everybody likes, Sasha doesn't like. And I learned that Sasha is in her 30s.
Yeah.
She's never had peanut butter and jelly.
Because we didn't grow up with it.
That is...
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
Like, I don't know what kind of like household I grew up in. Like, I mean,
not a very North American one. And no, I know your dad's English, but
my dad is English.
It's my mom's English and I grew up with it.
Yeah. So like he never gave us peanut butter and jelly.
No, instead you got Marmite.
I love Marmite. And people, I made Sheldon try it, and he was like, "What the fuck is
that?" Yeah, I know. My mom loves it. Appalling. It's a total English thing, or Australian. It's Vegemite, like same kind of. It's a yeast spread. It's
which like don't ever call it that.
A yeast spread. Yeah,
you're not like helping with the marketing there.
Well, I'm just explaining what it is.
But yeah, like we never going to school, we didn't have them. Like, I don't really remember what we had for our school lunches, but I think we had a lot of like grilled cheese sandwiches or like
just. You had a grilled cheese sandwich at school?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they grill it and then it just got soggy in your lunch?
Soggy cheese sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Or
interesting like choice.
Just peanut butter.
Okay.
I feel like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich would also get soggy. No,
no. You put peanut butter on both sides, on each side of the bread, and the jelly in the middle. Okay. That's how the jelly does not absorb into the bread.
Okay. but I feel like there wasn't a lot of like sandwiches in general. So
I feel like all I ate was sandwiches when I was a kid.
Like we'd have, we'd have Jamaican patties because my grandpa's Jamaican.
Yeah.
And like sausage rolls too, delicious.
Yeah.
So. I just skip past the peanut butter and jelly.
So bizarre to me.
I know. Like, I don't. And then, like, as an adult, I don't feel the need to eat that.
Yeah. Now, I feel like I have, like, I was like, okay, we're not leaving this place until you try that. So we already had peanut butter, bought some jelly, jam, also bought some other peanut butter, but we never actually had the opportunity. I know Sheldon put some on toast for you and you tried it.
Yeah.
That's not the experience you need. Yeah. But by the time we were like into it, the bread wasn't at the where it should be to try a proper sandwich. We've had it for too long. So I am going to make you proper peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and maybe you should try it on the pod one night.
I should. We'll film it.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay.
Just because...
make me all the foods I hate or think I hate.
Yeah.
And try and change my mind.
It's like when we were talking that episode when I found out that Sasha doesn't like grapes.
Yeah.
Again. Okay. We went downstairs and she had grapes because of Gray.
Gray and Sheldon like them. Yeah.
So I made her take a grape.
She's like,
in her
eat one of these grapes right now.
Yeah. Like, open your fridge and eat a damn grape. And you said it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like
bullying her
into... it as a snack, I don't think. But
yeah. And then we all know how I feel about ketchup. And then we have Gray on the trip dipping her strawberries and blueberries in ketchup and eating them.
That girl will like if ketchup is on her plate and like all of the foods are there, she'll just dip
everything in ketchup. Now she gets a break because she's a toddler.
Yeah.
But if I saw
and
like
toddlers are gross.
Yes. But if I saw somebody else doing that, I would vomit.
Could you imagine? You're like somewhere, a restaurant, whatever, and somebody's
just... I can't even think about it. Honestly.
Dipping their food in ketchup.
Yeah. But I guess like also my gag reflex is probably a little more oh gosh, I have a story now. Now that I just said that. Gag reflex is a little bit more sensitive being pregnant.
Like, do I need to get you a bucket?
No.
Don't throw up in here.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so quick story time. I was at work one morning. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I was not near the food. I had not started baking yet. Like this,
get it out of your mind.
Like there was nothing like unsanitary and gross about this, okay? But like I was on the downstairs floor in the kitchen, but I was like I made it away from like any food. It's a very large space.
Yeah.
So just don't no
lots
judgment.
Of room for activities like, down there.
Yeah, come on. Like I don't need that. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway. I was like having a quick breakfast before I started working. It was very early in the morning, but I was hungry. So I was like, made some toast and eggs. And so I'm eating it and then I like went to get something out of the fridge and I could like feel that there's like a piece of bread or something like just like not caught in my throat, but like just kind of irritating, like tickling the back of my throat. And I'm like, and it's like really nice. So I'm like drinking water and that didn't help. So I like tried to eat something else to try and like, you know, just get rid of it, whatever. And it's just like still bugging me for a few minutes. And then all of a sudden it like starts making me like cough because it's like really tickling the back of my throat. And then I start gagging and I'm like, oh my God. Oh, I'm like, no. I am not going to make it upstairs. The bathroom is upstairs because it's a big space. So anyway.
And, like, a lot of stairs.
Yeah, and a lot of stairs, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I spot a garbage can the other side of the room, and I run to the garbage can, and I, like, am projectile vomiting. And I threw up, like, aggressively, like, four times. Like, once my body started, and I didn't even really have anything in my stomach other than the stuff
like
I just eaten.
Ate,
but my body was just, like, into this garbage can. And then I was like, so I was like kind of shaking afterwards. It was so weird. I just like had to like take a second. I was like sweating.
Like adrenaline.
It was just, yeah, it was so weird. And I had not thrown up once in this pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I don't think, and I didn't feel sick. It wasn't like pregnancy related.
Right.
But I feel like because like I just feel maybe a little more.
I think your gag reflex is like.
Yeah, more sensitive. And I just like full on like throwing up. And then after I was like, okay, maybe not going to eat eggs for a while.
Smoothies yes. from now on.
And we're done. But yeah, that was, it was an intense way to start my day.
Oh my God. So early in the morning too, I'm sure. Like,
yeah, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Nothing I'm like good. Cool, that's a great way to start my
3
day
puke session.
Yeah,
to then start your work day.
Yeah, oh man. So but whatever, at least I made it to the garbage can.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
how is the rest of you're not done yet, but how has your pregnancy been, and how is traveling pregnant?
Good. So traveling pregnant was no different.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I'm uncomfortable on planes anyway, just because I'm tall. So yeah. I feel like that didn't really, being pregnant didn't really make a difference. Other than the fact that I had to pee a lot. Mm-hmm. I pee a lot anyway, but now it's like even more.
Right.
Which is also frustrating at work, because I feel like I'm always having to stop and go upstairs and go pee and come back down.
Put a bathroom in downstairs.
Yeah, right. And yeah, so that was good. Obviously, like, I couldn't enjoy any cocktails or anything like that, but that's fine. Like, I'm not a huge drinker anyway, so it's nice to have, like, you know, when you're sitting by the pool, have a nice cold beverage or like margarita, or when you're out, something like that. But it's not a necessity, so it's totally fine. And other than that, I don't know. I feel like it was good. I think that I didn't sleep well, but that's because Brooklyn was in our room with us. And so any noise, you know, you had those mom ears, like any noise that she would make. And she just like was talking her sleep or like roll over or whatever. The girls had a couple bad nights where they both were awake in the middle of the night and had to come into bed with us and whatnot. But
the worst.
Yeah. Which I was surprised that Gray actually did, because Gray's such a great sleeper.
Yeah. She's been a nightmare the lot, like since we got back.
Really? Do tell.
So she normally, we can just... We go upstairs at like 8:15. We give her little cup of milk. We lay in bed. We watch a movie. Put her down. Like brush her teeth. Put her to bed. No issues.
Yeah.
She'll sometimes kind of like roll around and whine for a couple minutes, but like 1 to 2 minutes max.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like nothing.
You'd hear her cry for like 30 seconds and then silence. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like,
and just she'll like roll over and go to sleep. So... A couple nights before our last night in Palm Springs, she woke up at like 2:30 or something crying. And I thought she was just going to go back to sleep. And then she like ramped right up. And I was like, oh no, like sprinted across the house to get her so she wouldn't wake anyone up.
Because she was in her own room, but her room was kind of right next to her, like across from our room.
Yeah.
And then Sheldon Sasha's room was like further down. So,
yeah. So, picked her up. She wouldn't go back to sleep. Like, she was wide awake. So I ended up bringing her into bed with us, which was honestly a nightmare. Like, she was just, she was so hot. She was, like, laying on me. Her feet were, like, on me, on Sheldon, like, rolling around everywhere. Like, neither of us got a good sleep. And then the night before we left, same thing. Like, she wouldn't really go down very easy. And then we ended up bringing her pack and play into our room, and then she slept fine. So then when we got back, she had a couple nights of, like, normal sleep. And then the last few nights, she's just, like, screaming. Like,
really?
We'll go and, like, do the
like
same.
Like, when you're putting her down or in the middle of the night?
It's, like, we'll do our same, like, bedtime routine, put her in bed, and then she normally, when I put her sound machine on, she'll put her head on our shoulder and then like I kind of rock her and say goodnight.
Cute.
And then she lays down and goes to sleep fine. But lately she's been like pushing off of me to like sit up when I'm holding her, or wanting me to like walk in and she's always like, cuddle dada or cuddle mama. And so she'll like come back into the room and give us a cuddle and then go back and then want us to walk around or sit down or whatever.
Yeah.
So after a while, I'm like, okay, no more. Like, you have to go to sleep. So we'll put her in her crib and she'll just stand up and scream. Like, yesterday, I think she was crying for 5 minutes. And I said to Sheldon, like, we can't go in there. Like, we can't.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard.
Nothing is wrong with her. Like, I think it must be, like, a developmental thing. Like, something has kind of, like, clicked in her brain where it's either, like, separation anxiety or... I don't know if she's, like,
scared. She knows that she can manipulate, too.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know if she's scared of her room, almost, it seems like, but she hasn't said it's scary or anything like that, and she says scary all the time, like, if she doesn't want something. So it's just been, like, it's tough. Like, I think 2 nights ago, I had to have her fall asleep in bed with us, and then we transferred her to her crib, and she slept through the night. Last night, she lay in bed with us for a while, and then Sheldon rocked with her for a while in her room, and then put her down. Huh. And she was fine, but it's, like, the getting her to sleep.
Yeah.
That's an issue. So.
That's tough.
Yeah.
The girls, they did take a little bit to adjust, for sure. Yeah. Like, you could just tell with their personalities, and even our nanny was like, they both are a little off. And, like, it took a few days, a week, I'd say. But I feel like Brooklyn's back to normal. Yeah. Her sleep went back to normal right away, which was so nice because... Honestly, like, we were both, Latella and I, both so tired. Mm-hmm. Just because we didn't have any, he slept better than me because he's Tyler.
Yeah.
But, and he slept in the laundry room a couple times. Yeah. He pulled one of the mattresses and slept in the laundry. It was a big laundry room because I was like, you've had some drinks, you're going to snore. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
we can't tape your mouth.
Yeah, because he has it. I tried. So apparently Sasha has started taping her mouth at night.
Yeah, because I snore.
Yeah.
And it's worse if I've been drinking too, obviously, because you just like sleep heavier.
Yeah.
But Sheldon is such a crappy sleeper and he has such bad insomnia that I saw a few people, I think, on Instagram post about it.
Yeah,
I've seen how it's like supposed to be helpful. So I'm like, okay, it can't hurt.
So. Supposed to be better for you too. You're not supposed to be a mouth breather.
No.
I definitely am.
No. But. And so I still will kind of snore apparently through my nose a little bit, but like nothing crazy.
Yeah.
So
we're trying to get Tyler to try it, but he's like, I have a beard and like a mustache. Yeah. How am I supposed to?
We're like, we'll find a way.
We'll find a way. And then he's like, it's not going to work. And I'm like, God dang it. So he's like, I'll just sleep in the laundry room. I'm like, okay. So he did. And then he would hear Brooklyn in the morning kind of, and then he'd come in and like at certain times. And he thought when Gray was crying, he actually thought it was Brooklyn because it's more likely that it would have been Brooklyn. Totally. So we were tired. So it was so nice to like get back, even though I didn't sleep a lot last week, just cause I was getting back to work. I had a lot to do, all that, but it was nice to like, when I did be able to sleep like those stretches without being disturbed.
Totally.
I think Brooklyn woke up once actually, one of those nights. And then last night I heard her or 3:30. I was getting up at 4 this morning, but I got woken up at 3:30 by her. I could just hear her through the monitor going, Baba, Baba. Mama, Baba, Baba. And I was just like, okay. So I got her some water and she drank it and she went right back to sleep.
Yeah.
So she just was thirsty. I'm like, I'm not going to deprive my kid of water.
Totally. She has like a water cooler in her bedroom.
She does. And it's so weird. She's taken to wanting to sleep with her Baba, her bottle.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like a bottle. It's like, a sippy cup. Sippy cup-ish bottle. And, but
don't come at us for our choices, people.
I don't know if you try and like take it away again when she wants it, mm-hmm. she's like half asleep, she'll get upset and she just wants to cuddle it and she just like will fall asleep. I'm like, whatever. I mean, it's not harming you. So sure. It's there if you're thirsty.
Great. So. It's been the same with like books. Lately, we'll read her a book and then she'll want to sleep with it. So she'll go to sleep like for her nap or whatever.
Yeah.
If she hasn't quite fallen asleep yet, you can see her like on the monitor, just like flipping through her book.
That's so cute.
Or if she wakes up before her nap time is over or whatever, she'll be like flipping through this book.
Yeah. Nice.
But yeah, it's just, we have to figure it out because I don't know what to do other than like keep everything the same. But
Yeah, I mean, see, maybe just give it a little bit of time, yeah. See how long it goes yeah. on.
Because she is like a master manipulator too, so.
They all are at this age.
Yeah.
Or forever.
Forever, for the rest of our lives.
The rest yeah. of our lives. I know Tyler was like, the other day, he said, he's like, okay, like she's behaving like this, like being just weird and manipulative or whatever. And he's like, and it's supposed to get worse when they turn two? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Or
sometimes it also gets worse when they get to three.
The three danger. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. But they're such good kids, honestly.
They are.
So good.
Yeah. And I think that really, like, the week together helped them for when they're back and, like, don't see each other as often.
Yeah.
Because the sharing is better and they're just used to being in the same space.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And then the day after we got home, they started dance class.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So you had to work. So
yeah, I'm sad that
our nanny was able to take Gray. And then Tyler, I was working too. So Tyler took Brooklyn. But the nice thing about being my own boss is that I can sneak away if I need to. Because it's just a prep day.
It's like a half an hour class.
It's too. A prep day. And it's like half hour class. Yeah. And it's like a few minutes down the road.
Yeah.
So I snuck out and I stuck into the class. So they're doing it. And it was so cute. Like all the parents were there. It's for 1.5 to 3-year-olds. So the 3-year-olds, like some of their parents were sitting on the side because they didn't need the parent with them. But the younger kids all had their parents with them. Tyler was as enthusiastic of a dancer as ever.
He could have taught that class.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't see the teacher somewhere, you would think that he was teaching.
I was able to take a little video because there was one time when it was just Gray and our nanny and Tyler, Brooklyn, and then my friend Britt and her daughter Rosie were the only ones in it. So I don't want other people to think I'm videoing their kids because that's weird.
No.
So anyway, I was able to take a little video of just them in that moment, which was nice. It was so fun to watch. Brooklyn had like she went for it. She really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it was so she's very excited. Her Tyler's mom got her a tutu.
Oh my gosh, really?
To wear tomorrow. That's
so cute.
And it's actually very cute.
I need to get Gray a tutu.
Yeah, and yeah, it was just so fun to watch. So Brooklyn's excited. She loved it, and I think she's excited to go back tomorrow. Tyler's looking forward to it. At first, he was
talking to Gray about it today, and I'm like, are you going to go to dance tomorrow? And she's like, yeah. And then I was like, how are you going to dance? And she did like a little shake. And I'm like, okay, keep this energy going into tomorrow, because she was just a potato.
Yeah, Gray didn't really dance. She was just kind of sitting there looking around. And then she saw me, and then she came over and sat on my lap for some of it, and then went back with Alyssa, and then came back and sat on my lap again. Yeah. It was fine. Like Brooklyn did better than I thought she was going to, because she can be weird going into groups with like lots of people.
Yeah.
But I think because it was mostly kids.
Right.
And like she recognized some of the songs and stuff, and she had a great time.
Yeah.
And yeah. And they were giving stickers, which she loves.
I mean, so these girls were obsessed.
Yeah.
And then we had Gray. I did not plan this well. Because I signed Gray up for the second set of swimming classes.
Yeah.
And it's the same day. So she has dance in the morning and then swimming in the evening.
Yeah. Putting her to work.
Honestly.
She better sleep well on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, seriously. But it's so cute, all the little kids in there. Because I think this one, I feel like they mashed all the classes together. Because you can go from like 3 months to 12 months, and then 12 to 24, and then 24 to 36 for the three levels.
Mm.
But there was babies in there that were, it looked like this one baby was like 5 or 6 months old. Like,
oh my gosh.
Should not have been in swimming.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple older kids too. So I don't know what they did, but it was so cute. But talking about like filming, there was, you're not supposed to be able to film your kids unless you like go up to them and take pictures or whatever in these swim classes. And normally the lifeguards will come over if they see you and like yell at you if you're doing it. But there were so many parents just taking photos and videos of the whole class. Like there were people on FaceTime. I'm like, stop taking photos of my kid.
Well, it's like when you see people post videos of say like Christmas concerts.
Yeah.
And all like the kids class. And some people will block out everybody's face kind of thing except their kid.
Yeah,
that's totally fine in my opinion. But putting it, like, even though you're focusing your kid, there's all these kids around them. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't put Brooklyn on the internet. Yeah. Not her face, anyway.
Right.
So I would be upset if I saw somebody else's video, mm-hmm. even though they don't necessarily know that's my kid.
Yeah.
So that's not the point to me. Well, and even, and yeah, like, why are you putting other people's kids on the internet without their permission? Maybe yeah. you know the parents of the kids in that class and everybody said it's fine. Like, fine, if yeah. that's the case. But generally, I think not.
Totally. Well, and even for us, we do put Gray on the internet. Very little, but still there. Yeah. But I don't know these people. Like, yeah. at least my, like, Instagram or Facebook or whatever, I can control what goes out there.
Totally.
But I don't know.
And, like,
know.
Your kid in a bathing suit, like.
Yeah, like, I don't know what you're posting.
There's a lot of creeps out there.
And then, like, Sheldon's in the photos and stuff, too. So, like, why are we.
Yeah.
What are we doing here, people?
Yeah. I know. I don't like it.
Yeah.
That always bothers me when I see it. I'm like, okay, that's a really cute or funny video or whatever. Yeah. But I'm like, ooh, there's something about it that just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah. And then at the end of the day, like, is it worth it? Are you going to go back and look at these?
Yeah. I'm not saying don't film it. No, film exactly. it. Just yeah. keep it for yourself. Don't yeah. put it on the internet.
Yeah. Or go right. You can go right up to them in class. There's enough room for them to just, like, stick a camera in their kid's face and then
yeah.
go back to watch it. But
yeah.
Yeah. Parents are crazy.
Yeah. It feels a little invasive to me. And yeah. I did see something recently, maybe I shouldn't even say it because I can't really speak on it too much because I haven't looked into it, but that there is going to be a law coming about that you can't film people without their permission.
And then you can be fined. Already?
Not maybe? From what I saw on this
okay.
thing. Because, you know, I think I saw it through, you know, Influencers in the Wild?
Yes.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they posted about it. So I don't know if it's in the States, if it's here, if it's everywhere, if it exists. I don't know. Maybe yeah. it exists here and isn't there. Like I said, I shouldn't really even be speaking on it because I don't really know the details. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's fair.
Totally.
That you shouldn't be able to film and post something publicly yeah. of people unless somebody is entering a place that they know that they might be filmed.
Yeah.
And, like, that's different.
Yeah. Well, because I think that's the rule here.
Okay.
Is that as long as there's signs saying that you're going to be filmed or you've signed, like, some kind of consent form, obviously saying that you're okay to be filmed and it be shared, that's when you can film people. But I think if you don't give explicit permission or you aren't aware that there's cameras or whatever.
Yeah. I do know that for as a business, like, yeah. that's the case because we've had people in filming before and they come at times when there's either no customers or they just get mm-hmm. the backs of them or they ask certain people, is it okay if you're in? They get their permission.
Yeah.
But they can't just, like, film our space with people in there. Right. And that's why I don't do it either. Like, yeah. sure, I'd love to film the line on a Saturday morning, but I generally don't. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd repost to somebody posts it and then I'll repost it or whatever.
Yeah.
But because I'm like, well, like, I'm going to go in this line and ask every single person if they want to be on camera. I could. It just feels weird. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just weird about, I'm just weird about that kind of stuff.
Well, especially now with, like, AI.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. So, oh, so terrifying.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how we went down this dark path.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Swimming lessons. Yeah. Dance class. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what I did look into yesterday, though, randomly? I think somebody in one of the mom groups maybe was asking about gymnastics classes or classes for their kids. And mm-hmm. one of the suggestions was gymnastics. I'm like, I can't wait to put Gray in gymnastics. I feel like it'd be so fun. And you can do, like, I think there's one for.
I think they can go now. I think there's, like, a drop-in that they can go now.
Oh, okay.
I had looked into it briefly because I feel like Brooklyn would thrive.
Yeah.
She'd love that kind of thing. She just gets to run
oh,
and,
yeah.
like, jump in foam or something.
Yeah.
She would have the time of her life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think. I see. This is the same thing with dance class. And this, I don't, like, no offense to anybody or whatever. This just misses me personally. I do not want to be a dance mom.
No.
It's
the worst.
If. And I also don't want my child in gymnastics.
Yeah.
If Brooklyn is very passionate about it and mm-hmm. she wants to dance and her life is dance or whatever, I absolutely obviously, are yeah. going to put her in, let her dance. Like, I'm not saying that I'm going to, like, not let her do what she wants to do, but I am not necessarily going to encourage dance and, yeah. like, sign her up for all these ballet and this and that, blah, blah, blah. right now, this is like a little kid. It's not really like a dance class. It's just, yeah. It is. They hop around to music, whatever, you know?
Yeah, but they're not like going
to... It's not the start of a career.
Yeah. Yeah, like... Get scholarships based on this class.
Yeah, no. So at this age, like, it's fun. And yeah. Even I did it when I was little, but I never wanted to be a dancer. I was a soccer player and all that. And then we are going to put her in, you know, a myriad of things and see what she likes. So yeah. She'll try soccer. She'll try softball. She'll try whatever. But I really don't want to be a dance mom, and I do not want to be a like gymnastics kind of mom yeah. either, because I just hear so many negative things too about that sport. Mm-hmm. I want her to be able to go when she's little and yeah. like I said, do all that stuff, but I do not want her to be a competitive gymnast.
Yeah.
I think first of all, she'll be way too big.
Yeah.
She's already like, you have to be like tiny to be like a competitive gymnast.
Yeah.
Apparently. Like, I mean, yeah. Unless well, the standards change. Well, that's part
of the change. Problem, right? Like, is the like body shaming and like
yeah.
eating disorders. And I'm not saying that that's like a blanket thing over all of no, gymnastics not, or of whatever, not. But it's in a lot of that community.
And it's so hard on sure. your body.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. So it just... again, if it's something she's passionate about and she wants to do it for as long as she can do it, mm-hmm. wants to do it, whatever, I will support her.
Right.
I'm not, there are certain things that I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, like. You
should go do that.
No, you should absolutely go try out for that gymnastic, you know what I mean? If yeah. she wants to, she can. But I'm
in the same boat. Yeah. Like, going through dance, because Taylor was in competitive dance for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why am I putting mascara on like a 10-year-old? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, and it's so insane, expensive. It's all so the costumes, expensive. All the traveling, like, all the...
Well, it's just like, how are you supposed to focus on school?
Yeah.
And then also you're having all of these like practices, and then you have private lessons because you're in like 1,000 different styles of dance. She did like acro and jazz and... Lord knows what else. Like, there was so much stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when do you have time to like hang out with your friends, be a kid, do anything?
And Lord knows I can't sew worth a damn. So like, although my husband can sew actually, so I guess, but you I can't sew. I'm like, I'm not anything. Gonna be here sewing any costumes. Like, yeah. I mean, I'll pay somebody else to do it, I guess. But
yeah,
or Tyler to do it, but he yeah, can be dance dad. Honestly, well, but at this point, right? They're so cute. Like.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's good for them to get out, socialize, yeah. and just get some energy out. So
yeah, Sheldon and I have talked a bunch about like what we would put her in like extracurricular-wise, and mm-hmm. he wants to put her in jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
Which, not my cup of tea, but fine. Like, I think it's a good life skill.
It is, yeah.
Do I want her doing that forever? No, obviously. But we'll let her try whatever she wants to try.
Exactly.
And then... he was like, I don't want her to quit anything. And I'm like, well, she like really doesn't like it. Then obviously we'll let her quit. And he was like, she can quit on a good day. So that's his rule, is like,
yeah.
you can't quit on a bad day. If you truly want to quit, you quit on a good day.
I think that's fair.
And I'm like, that is fair.
Yeah.
Like, I will compromise with you on that.
I think that's fine. Fair. Yeah.
But yeah.
Or won't... like at least like finish out your season yeah. or your whatever. And then if you don't want to go back.
Exactly.
You don't go back. And, yeah. But it just has, what it is, it has to be for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Not because their like confidence is down or, yeah. or anything like that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I feel like seeing like our neighbors' schedules mm-hmm. stresses me out. So I think anything to do with sports, I'm just like, oh gosh, like, please just pick like one sport at a time, because they will go. They have two kids, and they are in hockey and baseball, and they are, I think,
pretty, hockey's brutal too.
Yeah, they're pretty. I don't know if it's like rep teams or whatever it is. Anyway, but some days they'll have like multiple games for each kid in different cities. So like they're coordinating like who's taking who to what game, and like their friends and all of this stuff. And I'm like, that sounds terrible.
It used to be me, honestly. I was huge into sports. I love sports. I remember one year at school, I think I was in was I in high, no, I was in middle school, I think, at the time. I had basketball practice in the morning. Mm-hmm. I guess. And yeah, basketball practice in the morning. Then went to school, like before school. Then had school all day. Then had basketball again after school. Then went straight from there to soccer practice. And then went straight from soccer practice to softball practice.
Oh, my God.
That was my Friday. So, like, every Friday. Literally, my mom would pack me, like, 4, like, lunches. And, yeah. like, just, you know. I'm like, I don't even know how my parents coordinated it all. Yeah. Like, you know, and got me from here to there, whatever. And, yeah. But I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. As that's a kid, good. So, I mean, but, yeah, as a parent, you're like, oh. And then when you have more than one.
Right.
You're just, like, a chauffeur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, too, talking about sports? I just watched Sarah from the Birds Papaya, her stories, because her daughter's in cheer.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of, like, a positive experience that's been for her and how fun it is and, like, the confidence it's built and all of that in her daughter. And I'm like, that would be a cool... Like, that's, I think it's, cheer is becoming more popular for people to go into, but it would be a cool sport because that's, like, a mashup of, like, dance and gymnastics.
Yeah, I see. I would hate for Brooklyn to be in cheer. Yeah. I mean, of course, again, I don't know how to reiterate. We like support her if that's what she wanted to do. I don't know. Like, well, she would be one of those girls on the, like, on the bottom. But again, she's not... like tiny. Yeah. She's not going to be tiny. You look at Tyler and I. She's not going to be tiny. Okay. So she's Gray not
be getting flipped.
Yeah, Gray would be the one being thrown in the air and Brooklyn would be the one catching her on the bottom.
Yeah.
There's a lot of injury in that sport too. There's injury in all sports. Yeah. I know that. Maybe because I've watched, what's that cheer documentary? Is it called Cheer?
Cheer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Imagine that. And just how intense, like,
yeah.
And now I know if you're in any competitive sport, it can be intense. Like, and it would be intense. But I just don't see that. Not for Brooklyn. I feel like Brooklyn's too rough around the edges for those kind of things. But I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
She's not even 2.
Yeah.
So I'm making, time will you know, tell. I'm not going to put her in a box.
No.
She can choose.
She would bust out of that box. Yeah, the
she can choose her own box, oval, circle, whatever she wants. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what they gravitate for towards, sure. But I'm definitely, like, making her try soccer.
Yeah.
And I already say, like...
Is it, like, Timbit soccer?
Yeah, that yeah.
A little?
She kicks the ball around now, and I go, are you a soccer star? She goes, soccer star.
Oh, my god,
it's very cute.
Gray's going to be one of those kids that just sits on the field picking flowers.
That's really cute, too, though.
But...
Honestly, at that age, though, they're all, like, they just think... They're like a swarm of bees.
Yeah.
They just follow the ball, like, totally. All of them.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what they're doing.
Could you imagine having the girls on the same soccer team and, like, Tyler and Sheldon are the coaches?
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine? Because Sheldon played soccer for years.
Oh, really?
Too. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, Tyler, you and Sheldon
played a little
be,
bit, but...
You and Sheldon could be coaches.
Yeah, we could coach. You know what? I wouldn't even know how to coach a kid that age.
Yeah. I don't know any of the rules,
I think so. I could coach older kids.
Okay.
But at that age, I'm like, I don't know how to, like, they're not, do they listen? Do they, I don't know.
I don't feel like you're coaching them into anything. It's, like, really just, like, listening skills.
And just support. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You just need somebody who's, like, yeah, good.
You just need to be patient.
Teacher and patient, absolutely. Yeah. And can...
It's not like you're not teaching them offsides.
Yeah, right? No, of course.
Which, like, I don't even understand, so.
Yeah, that'd be fun. All right, I hope one day I have enough time to do something like that.
You will.
Like, coach. Yeah.
We'll win the Powerball.
Yeah, we got to go back.
Go back to California, buy Powerball tickets.
Yeah, we
win
tried.
The Powerball.
We tried. We did not win.
We didn't.
Which is why we're here today. Actually, we'd still probably be doing this even if we won the Powerball.
But we would be doing it from some bougie Airbnb villa somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not my office.
One day. Keep listening.
Yeah.
Maybe please. We'll get there one day. The bougie studio.
Yeah. We won't tell you, but there'll be signs.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, well, I hope you guys enjoyed that travel recap.
Yeah.
Sports. Mm-hmm. Sports content.
It's nice to be back.
It is.
You know what? This child is really taking every thought from my brain because I had something, like, to talk about before we, like, wrapped up here. And can I remember what it is?
Nothing.
Absolutely fucking not.
No.
No.
I did actually see a quick story before we go. I saw a news article today and we all know how we feel about names. Oh, and naming children. Did you see the same one?
Is this the one about the grandfather?
Yes.
Okay, I saw the headline. I didn't have the chance to read it yet.
Yeah, so apparently, and I mean, I think it was like People or something. I don't know how true this is. Anyway, this couple had a set of twins, and they had both sets of parents over to the hospital to visit the twins. The woman who gave birth, her dad, I guess, had come to her to, like, make sure she was okay and, like, fed and hang out with her rather than going straight over to these twins. Like, took her down to the cafeteria. They got lunch, whatever. So she thought that was really sweet. So she decided with her husband that they would name one of the baby's middle names after her father. And apparently...
Wait, just because of that?
Okay. I don't know if it was always the case or like that kind of solidified it or whatever, but okay. Anyway.
They have a good relationship.
Yeah. Okay. And I guess the relationship between the husband and his father is kind of strained. So they weren't using his names for this other baby or whatever.
So is it two boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when the husband's father found out, he was super angry at the situation because he was like, well, I've always wanted this. It's something I've always wanted forever, like to carry on my name or whatever it is. And the wife got involved too, like the father's wife got involved too, saying like, how dare you take this away from him? Like it's something that
take it away. Right? He was never given to him.
Yeah. And so they just made them feel really shitty about the whole situation. And I was like, people, it's these people, like it's this couple's babies.
They yeah, maybe you have an anything. Ugly name and nobody wants to name their kid that.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but like.
Situation, and I'm like, where does the entitlement come from here?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Stay out of it.
100% stay out of it. You should be honored if they chose that. And maybe like there's a reason they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently like they had a strained relationship and they weren't really close anyway. So yeah.
Well, I wonder why.
Right.
It sounds like a gem.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, I know. That's, that gets complicated with names. And speaking of names, though, I feel like Tyler's slowly coming to my side. And I'm not pressuring it at all.
Yeah.
He just knows how much, like, I love the name.
Right.
This for, like, a girl's name. I haven't said the name, so you're not missing anything if you're just tuning in.
I feel like you need to tell me and I need to, like, or just kind of, like...
I know you can't,
but I wish you could, or some kind of like rhyme for it or something, and then I could slowly
but then just, you
like,
figure it out.
I know, or like drop it in conversation.
I think if I gave you a hint, you would easily figure it out.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that to you, but.
Thank you. But no, he like, we were talking about it the other day at work, actually, and he said it's definitely like he's like no it's a good name and like I said he likes the nickname a lot so it's and he's like just say it out loud like say you're like calling her right now and I was like no I can't do that I'm like I don't want our staff hearing about like what the name is and all this stuff but and then I was he's like what would you call her and I was like oh I'd call her this like as a cute nickname he's like oh my god that's actually really cute and I was like right
It's like you can't react too much.
Yeah. So
like let him think it's his own idea.
We'll see. I'm like, you just like come up with something better.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
Truly.
So who knows?
Time will tell.
I might not even have a girl, I don't know. So we'll see. Maybe it'll all be for naught, but
well it'll be in the bag for the third.
Exactly. Anyway, that's that.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be back next week.
Be back next week.
Your regularly scheduled programming.
Yes, and I believe we have a guest next week.
Yes, maybe. Do we?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
We're supposed to.
Okay.
But, you know, life happens sometimes. Yeah. So, and it's a good one. All right. Not that the ones we've had haven't been good. Okay. Love you all. Thanks for being here.
Okay, love you.
Stop rambling. Bye.
Bye.